This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, aren't you the modest one?
How so?
There you were on the Today Show today. And you're back here now.
What do you mean?
Like I wasn't watching?
Yeah.
Let's roll that tape, please.
You will not believe the size of this hot dog when you see it.
How big is it?
I think we got a shot of it.
Okay.
You've never seen anything like
that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
This morning on Today.
What were you doing on the Today Show, Mike?
Made a trip up to, a very quick trip up to New York last night, and... you know, I wanted to show my my wares. All this Peter North talk.
You will not believe the size of this hot dog when you see it.
How big is it?
I think we got a shot of it.
Okay.
You've never seen anything like
inches.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
It's amazing how the audio sounds. The seamless.
Don't we have one where she says it's 12 inches?
At the very end. You have to listen carefully.
Meredith.
Let's hear the first
part. I'm sorry, Ann.
You will not believe the size of this hot dog when you see it.
How big is it?
I think we got a shot of it.
Okay.
You've never seen anything like that.
12 inches.
12 inches.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I have to say, it was a thrill back in the green room meeting Catherine Zeta-Jones and Martha Stewart on the same day. I was very thrilled.
You will not believe the size of this hot dog when you see it.
How big is it?
I think we got a shot of it.
Okay.
You've never seen anything like that.
12 inches.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
There it is.
This morning on Today.
And I want to thank Matt Lauer for that.
All right, now on with the show.
Listen, we got some callers, and I want to bring you guys on the line. We have caller Rudy calling about speed limits. Rudy, you with us?
Hello.
Hello, Rudy. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey, I've been listening for...
You got to turn your radio down. You got some radio in the background. You got to turn it down.
I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. Turn the radio down. Every time somebody
goes over the... Come on.
I'm sorry about
come
that.
Come on.
No problem. Go ahead.
I didn't realize it. I've been listening for the entire show, and I really don't think that police enforcement of speeders, where if you have someone going down the road so fast, I like to watch the show Cops and those shows where they show wildest police chases, and I really feel that the police chasing people down the roads are using their own deadly weapons. And have you ever listened to Buzz Burbank on the toilet? Whoopee!
Thanks. Anyway, so that's great. So anyway, yeah, no, I agree with that wonderful caller there, Rudy. You know what? It's funny. He's a jerk, but he made a point. You know what I'm saying?
Right. No.
Sure,
right.
He did.
Right. Whoopee. You 14 minutes left.
What?
We have two calls.
Hello.
We could talk more about pizza if you want.
Hello.
But if you want to jump on board, you can probably get on.
Boy,
and we'll talk from Mike from Manhattan. You're on with Dr. V.
Who is this?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
Yes. Is this me?
It's you.
Yes, yes. My name is Michael O'Mara. I'm calling because I'd like to discuss my omentum.
Go ahead.
All right.
Talk about it.
Okay, you go first.
Omento fat is. I'll get rid of him.
Omentum.
This is the omentum. Farting guy from last week.
Last week,
persona non grata.
How are you?
No, can't take it.
Oh well, this qualifies.
This is big time. We get prank calls. That's big time.
Hey, I guess we made it big. He called with farting and now burping.
Farting and burping, we get crank calls.
We've got a caller all the way from Palo Alto who wants to join in. Are you still there, caller, Mr. Harmy?
Yes.
Yes, sir. How can you add to solving of the world's problems today? What do you want to say?
Yes, I'm here. I'm holding to.
No, don't hold anymore. You're live all over the world right now.
Oh, I am.
Yes, sir. You are. So talk to us. What is your question?
Excellent. Yeah, I was calling because as Councilwoman John Normand stated that if you were to in fact invest in the far flotus of the blowhole on John and Mike show, that you could probably
We are obviously on the right track because the devil has sent his child
absolutely
to come and try to shake us up.
Yeah.
The devil's child.
Hello.
Hi there.
Thank you.
us.
They're great. Thank
you. Hearts will be broken and dreams will be made.
And let's say hi now to sweat, all you chicks sweat out there.
There's only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
You will not believe the size of this hot dog when you see it.
How big is it?
We got a shot of it.
Okay.
You've never seen it.
12 inches.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Look at the size of his unit.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
Looks like baby vomit.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
Hi, Paris.
Everybody can suck it.
What not?
I was Robert the Mailman.
Who he?
Something stinks like stale French fries.
This is Robert the Angry Mailman for the Don and Mike Show.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Chris Hansen.
Because you got a nice ass.
Yeah. Hey, what time is it?
Welcome to Paula time.
Oh, you know who we haven't talked about yet?
Peter North.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, oh, my God.
Woo! So I think he... like 10 to 12 times at one point. Oh, my God, what a dumb joke that was.
Is everybody happy?
I guess so.
Yes, sir!
Who's your daddy?
Okay, thank you.
Just that, leave it at that.
Just who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Hear you. He needs that.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Always.
Big, big, big,
big,
big, big,
big,
big,
big,
big, big, big, big,
bang, 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 bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
But what about STDs?
Gilman, why don't you come over here and push my leg up?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Look at the size of his unit.
I like rape.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You go naked in bed when I see you Sunday. I like rape.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting
hey,
it in his mouth.
Hey, cut it out.
I'll be the best sex you will ever have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hey.
Quite I'm enough. Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You. All right, here.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
All right, welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
You know it's a funny show. You know.
The show's going to be
Funny. I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
You know, I like it when your fingers are like flying over those sound effects, and all I'm over here in the corner doing is going, hey, cut it out.
I want to wrestle you so freaking bad. I'd let you in just so I could feel you on top of it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hey, knock it off.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Watch it.
Because you got a nice ass.
Oh, I'm
yes,
sorry.
I do. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I would love to make wild, passionate love to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I could probably teach you a few things.
Right.
Like, you know, some positions and moves.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Yeah. Are you straight, bi, or gay?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Wow.
Here's that up.
Man, that got to work out, didn't it?
Sure did. Got all of them?
Oh, no. I'll be the one going to take off your clothes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I seem to respond the same way to everything Chris Hansen says. What's wrong with me?
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Oh, dear.
Oh, we don't want to go down that street. The street I call Easy Street.
What about the vagina?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Well, see if I fool around with Matt on the show anymore.
That's but what about STDs?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Sure.
Wow.
Everybody can suck it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Not him.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a dream last night.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Oh, no.
I'm Pat O'Brien, and I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Yeah, fun.
Oh, it's funny. It's funny. I'd do it if I had said
you
it.
Having fun? You having fun now?
It's fun.
You enjoying yourself?
Huh? Oh, come on. Come on. Knock it off.
Knock it off. You knock it
come
off,
on,
pal.
You.
Pally.
You.
You.
You're the one that said it.
Now, you know what I thought about that whole thing? I thought it was weak. I thought it was very weak.
Which one are you?
Which one are you?
Which one are you?
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
You're very nice. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I had trouble getting in his mouth.
Regis is a wonderful person.
He's a lovely guy.
He's a good friend of mine. We don't travel. 9/11. We're old.
Newhart and I do not travel anymore. But thank you for the compliments, boys.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and it's Wednesday. You know that already. Phone number 877-365-3636. Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
I want to vote for Mike for being president of the Red Sox and Don to be president of the Red Panties.
Ooh, okay, gotcha.
Red Penny?
Red Panties.
Panties.
Red
Panties.
That's right.
Mm. We'll play on the word.
Nothing I like more than a pair of panties that start white and end red.
Sounds like it's a particular club. You know, hey, did you join the Red Panty Club?
You know I'm all about that.
It's a club. Mm.
You know what I say. Where's my bib? Bye-bye.
Is that like the Red Hat Club?
No. Trust me. Trust me, it ain't that club.
Okay.
You better believe it. I've had personal experience with that club.
We gotta watch it on that. I don't think she does anymore. I know someone who used to be in that club.
I may have served them a meal or two.
Shocker.
Thanks. Look around cafe.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of those people. Very nice ladies.
Basically, they're old dried up hags, and they get together.
Now here you go. Now, this is you. You just said you have to be careful what you say about the Red Hat Club because you have a family member.
I did not. Now you are jumping.
But I know what it is. I know because you've mentioned it before. And then as soon as I say I serve them food, they become dried up hags.
No, no.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
Oh, please. Come on. They are like any other customer in your restaurant. Please. Mm-hmm. I'm talking
all
about
valued.
My the person in my family.
Nice ladies all.
Shut up. Shut up, Rob. Jackie joke man. Stop it. They're the woman that I know is not in the Red Hat Club anymore.
So, why not?
I feel like, because, you know why?
Why?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because she met some man meat. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Baby. Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Seriously. I mean, she was, the woman that I know was widowed and didn't like going to all of those stupid singles things.
Of course
so
not.
For a while, she actually went to this.
Is it really a singles thing, though?
It's an old maid thing, right?
I just know it's elderly women.
It's for old broads.
Spinsters. Singles indicates that they're going out, you know, wearing name tags and like hooking up with guys.
Well, it depends.
Well, they're not.
But I'm telling you that the person that I, you know, you're still mad about the Chris Hansen thing.
No, I'm not.
Are you really?
No.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
That's funny.
That's better.
No, I'll tell you exactly. You're right. It was a member of my family, and she had tried all types of things in her late 50s, early 60s.
All
That's right, Rob. Everything. She tried everything. And for a while, she floated into that club, and then, thank goodness, she got her smelling salts. You know, her husband hit her in the face with his genitals, and she woke up. She got her smelling salts, and she said, well, let me take this stupid hat off and stop going to these stupid old lady meetings.
My extent of the knowledge of the Red Hats Club is seeing them from afar, and perhaps saying hello. But, I mean, that is really what the club is. They wear red hats.
Right. It's a society, actually.
See, unlike
is it
you,
really?
Mm-hmm.
The Red Hat Society for women over 50. If you're under 50, you can still join, but you have to wear a pink hat.
Really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
El Stupido.
I had no idea.
That's what it is.
Uh-huh.
No. What are you doing? He looks at me like he's challenging me.
No.
I'm going to sit here and get in a fight with you over the Red Hats Club. I couldn't give a rat's ass.
All right, thank you.
My God.
Thank you.
You look at me like just El Stupido.
Well, no, here's why. Simply because they came into your joint.
Yes.
They ate some of your
many
food.
Many times. Uh-huh. Still do, for all I know.
They do that.
For all I know. I don't know whether they do or not, but they still do.
I enjoy it when you are serving two masters. When you have this job, which and then you've got the other job. Now, if you didn't have the other job, you'd probably be jumping right on the bandwagon with them being old hags. But because they've come in and had a couple of Bloody Marys and had some of their Marlboro Lights in your joint.
Hello.
You're afraid.
It's called rent.
Right. You go into your joint tonight, and God forbid, a bunch of old hags are there, and they say, Are you the man that was on the radio calling us? We're going to get our little Mikey burgers somewhere else.
I don't think demographically we have anything at all to worry about.
Aren't they there for your bikini nights?
You know, we haven't had a bikini night in quite some time, but that might be a nice way of freshening things up.
Sure.
Do a whole thing like that movie Calendar Girls.
Yes.
With those old broads Britain that posed a nude pastry in front of them and stuff.
Maybe then we could maybe get the anti-fur people that model. And they're hotter.
Oh, way hotter. Yeah, get Pam Anderson.
Right. Yeah, get her out there.
Showing up.
Just wearing like fake mink coats and naked underneath.
No, the whole thing with the Red Hat Club, it's stupid. It's just another one of the many reasons why it's so much better to be a man than to be a woman. If you're a man, you know what you buy? You buy a red Corvette. Right. That's what you buy.
A little one.
And no clubs.
A little one.
Thank
Not
you,
a
Prince.
Big one.
Just a little.
Well, you, no matter. It's full-sized when you take it off the lot, but you refer to it as a small one.
Little
yeah, you call it your small one, your little one.
Isn't it L-I-L?
Or your little
one. L-I-L, about right. Lil?
Is it Lil, or is
it's
it It's
a little? New Corvette!
There he is. God rest his soul. Rod Roddy.
Yeah.
It's a little red Corvette.
Oh, Cameron. It's a Chevy Corvette Coupe, a legendary American sports car with a standard 350 horsepower V8 engine, plus the roof package, 6-speed manual transmission,
right.
Polished aluminum wheels, 12-disc CD changer.
Oh, my God, what a dumb joke that was.
No kidding. Tell me about
No longer with us, the great Rod Roddy.
Yeah.
He's out of there.
He's out of there.
All right. So had just a moment today with my gal. We were out running errands, and no matter where we go, if there is a Starbucks, first she has to use the bathroom because she likes Starbucks bathrooms if we're out running errands.
They're nice.
And second, we always stop and get a cup of Joe, right? Because
weren't the prices supposed to go up this week?
Yeah, but we think that that's one less child that we could be feeding.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because it used to be one cup would be equivalent to one child. Now one cup is maybe a child and a half.
You process it that way when you're buying your expensive drinks.
Yeah, so
your
expensive
coffee drinks.
Are there any Starbucks around here?
Yeah, there's one right across
the kidding?
Street.
That's a joke. They're everywhere. See,
I get it. I didn't even get it. I thought it was like a serious question.
Yeah. All right.
So
we're in the Starbucks just waiting in line like cattle, like the good cattle that we are.
Yeah.
And Jan notices that the guy in front of her, grown man, is about 10 pages from the end of his Harry Potter book.
Oh.
And then behind us, directly behind us, is a woman. Neither one of these people are children. And she's about 20 pages into it. So we're standing there, and she does what I consider to be the most heinous of crimes, you know, making conversation with people in line, okay? And especially the first guy with the book. Now, I'll give Jan credit. The guy was not actually reading. He was reading in line, and then as the line would inch up, he closed the book, and she said, "You're almost to the end, huh?" And the guy said, "Yeah." And then the woman behind all of a sudden flipped out and said, "Don't talk about the Harry Potter book. Don't talk about the Harry Potter book."
You mean the woman, another woman outside of the conversation?
No, we were in line, and the guy in front of us had a book.
Right.
And the woman directly behind us had a book.
Oh.
The guy in front was about 10 pages from the end.
Yeah, because you're right next to the bookstore.
Right. There. The woman behind us had just gotten the book.
Right.
Now, the problem is someone about four people down in line says, "I read it." And everybody turns, and you would have thought that seriously was like from a Frankenstein movie, a mob, where all of a sudden everybody started saying, "Don't say who dies! Don't say who dies!"
I can see that happening. I can believe people doing that because that's the way it is with the Potter fans.
I swear to God, it dies down. It dies down a little bit. We're still making our way through line. The guy in front of us goes back to reading. We've had to wait long enough
that the guy has finished the book.
Wow.
So we're about five people from the front. And, you know, you get that thing where you order, then you got to go wait for your coffee. So we're waiting, and the guy finishes the book and slams it shut and says, boy, that was good.
Huh.
And Janet says to him, because she can't help herself, she says, was it good? And he says, oh, it was great. She said, did somebody die? And right away, again, it starts up. This time not as big. It's mainly the woman behind us who says, could you please stop talking about the book? Now,
did she say, did somebody die?
She did. To the guy who
just stirring it up. She's stirring it up.
Now she can pull it off because she has a very sweet demeanor.
Rightly.
And she turned to the woman behind us and she said, I'm really not trying to ruin anything for anybody. My nephew's a big fan, blah, 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 blah. And the woman just gave us a boatload of attitude.
Sure.
It was like, you know, it's a very popular book, and you just can't go anywhere without people talking about it. Mm. Janet turned right around and said to the guy as he was getting his coffee, will you just tell me one thing? Is it Harry that dies? And the guy says, no, it's not Harry that dies. And he walks out.
And was he responding to the overreaction by the people that were in there?
Okay. Mainly to the college chick behind us.
No, but I'll tell you who dies. Then he shuts the door. You know who dies?
So he says, no, it's not Harry. Oh. And then he walks out. And then we are left to stand there waiting for our coffees while we have the mob behind us.
The death stares.
And, you know, you get that feeling when people are just staring into the back of your neck. Like, please stop it, you animals, with your stupid book.
What celebrity did the college chick most look like? Was she a thick-set woman?
No, Rob, she was actually incredibly hot.
Really?
She was incredibly hot. She kind of looked like, really like Catherine McPhee.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
My favorite.
Yeah.
Catherine McPhee.
Young co-ed, and the guy in front of us looked most like the old man on Law & Order, who was always who's always just a downer.
No, Sam Waterston.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
And now that would be a Potter type.
Abe Lincoln.
Yeah, that's what he looks like. I haven't finished reading it yet. Leave me alone. I'm going to get my Java double Indy Lotta Water.
To end this fabulous tale, we got our beverages, and as we left the restaurant, someone actually said, good riddance.
That's very Harry Potter-like, isn't it? Oh, wow. Isn't that very like, nerdish? Good riddance. Farewell, good riddance.
Away with you.
Ye scum.
And I stopped for a second and turned around, and she grabbed my arm. She's, don't. And I said, what do you mean? You started it.
That's true.
You started it.
That would be, what would the police report read on that? Where you storm back in and start a fist fight in the middle of the Starbucks. I bet you could take that guy that looked like Sam Waterston.
Oh, I'm sure.
And you could take the Catherine McPhee. You
know? I'd like to take her.
Yeah. Good riddance? I got something for you.
Good riddance? Who said that? Pull out your booger rag right now and identify yourself.
But Starbucks is kind of tied in many locations. They have Starbucks inside the bookstore, right?
Yeah, they do.
Now, so they're all kind of working together.
In this one, they don't, but
it's a conspiracy.
Just crazy. It was just that's just stupid. Hello, Donna Mike
Good
Show.
Riddance.
Hello.
Yeah, I know how Harry Potter ends. He dies of chlamydia that he gets it from Hermione.
Hermione. What a great name that would be. Hermione
But
chlamydia.
What about STDs?
Hermione chlamydia.
Or Heine.
Heine chlamydia.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, Radio Gods.
Oh, hold on. Heine made me think of ass, which made me think of coolie, which was the ridiculous word that my backwards parents used for ass when I was a kid. I was watching American Chopper.
Yes.
I think maybe I've mentioned this before, if I have, pardon me. I heard Paul Sr. refer to his ass as his coolie.
Really?
Paul Sr. He calls his Duke his...
He said, you hit me in my coolie.
Maybe it is kind of a... Well, where are... Orange, they're like New Jersey, right?
Yeah, New Jersey, yes.
Yeah, that's where the Orange
is. No, the state of New York.
Is it New York, Orange County, New York?
Orange County, New York.
All right. I'm trying to figure out exactly where that is. You know, what part of New York they're in.
I get the feeling maybe it's by Albany because it
mid-state
snows all the time.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Johnny, you know?
It's a little bit further south. It's almost on the border of Pennsylvania.
Ah.
Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, all right there in that one little corner.
Okay.
Why don't you be a good producer, get off your coolie, and get the Tuttles back.
Oh, I booked a Tuttle. Because we're even more into the Tuttles now.
Sure.
The fabulous Tuttles. Did you see any of the Tuttles when they went to Australia?
The Tuttles. Oh, yeah.
Were they when Mikey was shaving the sheep?
I didn't like that bike. That was a crappy bike, putting those boomerangs in the wheels.
Yeah, it was. They really sometimes go so much for the theme that they lose sight of the fact that it's a bike.
And they had that the stupid Universal Ghostbusters sign that had like a kangaroo in it.
You know the anti-kangaroo or something like that with the line through it. You know the one I never saw.
Like I guess it was like a sign you would have on the highway that said like kangaroo crossing or something.
Oh, that's right. The one I never saw the end to was the Billy Joel storyline. Did you ever see the end of that one?
They were
building a bike for Billy Joel. Did you see any of them?
Mm-mm.
Oh, my God. This was fantastic. They're building a bike for Billy Joel, and Billy Joel comes into the shop, and Billy Joel is just type A, like nobody they've ever had before.
Oh, really? Wow.
He wants to be involved in all of the design of this bike from start to finish. Now, they do the goofy stuff where Billy Joel brings him to a Billy Joel concert, of course, and they go backstage, which was really nice. It was really nice of Billy to have us down backstage to one of his concerts.
Because, you know, they call him the Piano Man. After spending some time with him, you know, we found out he's a down-to-earth guy.
Can't believe you didn't see this one.
You know, Mikey, he kind of smells like an ashtray.
He comes in, and the first thing, you know, they're feeling him out for the theme of the Billy Joel bike, and they say to him, now listen, we were thinking of putting, like, the piano theme into it. He's like, hey, no, not pianos. It's always about pianos, Piano Man. No, I don't want that. What he really wants is kind of a retro, old-style bike he wants built. To such an extent where it's very difficult for them to put it together and have it in any way look chopper-like. But in the meantime, he takes off, goes back to what he's doing, and Mikey decides that he's going to take his own project and get one of those little mini bikes, and they turn it into the Piano Man bike, and it is the funniest goddamn thing. They put a keyboard on the front of it, and they put a microphone, and the keyboard actually plays. And it's got piano painting done, and it's all
did they
piano
show it,
to piss
did they
him
show
off.
It to Billy Joel?
They bring him in saying, hey, we want to see let you know how the progress
on a scooter
of your bike is coming. And they got the sheet, and they're, you know, they don't have any poker faces at all because they're like, hey, Billy, come on over. We want to show you the bike. Let me take a look. And they pull it back, and it's the piano. And he gives you one of those reactions. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. Funny. But it gets to a point. That's why I wondered if you saw the ending of it. Because
I'm sorry, I missed that one.
Paul Senior, doesn't like anybody really telling him what to do. And you realize that at Orange County Choppers, those guys will sit there and say, "Hey, we're going to do a bike for you," and everybody's like, "Oh, thank you." But as soon as somebody gets really involved into the detail of he gets pissed off.
Right? Did you see the one for HP?
I did not see the Hewlett Packard.
For Hewlett Packard,
right.
Paul Jr. got all bent out of shape because they dared to turn down one of his designs, and they sent their own design. And he was sitting in the office with that one guy, Poole or Cool, whatever his name is.
The computer dude.
Yeah, the young guy. And he's like, hey, man, these guys don't tell us what to do. Nobody sends us designs. We're not doing it like
this.
They
don't like to be told what they're by. They like to have somebody say, here's your theme. They like people to nod at their ideas. And Billy Joel is kind of a control freak, and he gets to the point. It's still friendly because Billy Joel's a big star. He gets to the point, though, where you almost think Paul Sr.'s going to go, you know, all right, get out of the garage now. You know, it was fantastic.
They would much rather have people like, I saw a rerun recently, the one with Darrell Waltrip, where they build the Napa racing bike.
Right.
And when they get down to North Carolina, Darrell Waltrip's walking around. It's at his NASCAR hangar where they build all the cars. Right. Uh-huh. Come on, everybody. Gather around. Come on now. We're going to see a new chopper. We're going to see how these guys put this thing together. There's a lot of craftsmanship go into this thing. And he pulls all the grease monkeys working on the car
right
around, and the Tuttles come in with this, and he's the perfect recipient. Unlike Billy Joel, he's walking around going, golly, I can't figure how y'all make this is some beautiful machinery. I mean, look at the detail. Meanwhile, his grease monkeys are standing there going, hobbledy-gee.
Well, they're probably thinking of themselves, you know, hey, it's a motorcycle.
Right.
Because really, it is a motorcycle. If you look at all their build-outs, yes, they have great designs. They do a lot of great metal fabricating. But at the end of the day, you know, it's two wheels, an engine, a strap or a chain, and that's it.
They love having, well, and everybody wouldn't, they love having their ass kissed.
Right.
They love it when a guy sees the bike and goes, you know, like Bill Murray did.
Right.
Oh,
right.
My God, I got to buy that bike.
Sure, sure.
I got to have that
bike. And they get that response from the corporate entities usually. Yeah. They really get the positive, you know, when they bring out the whole, like, was it, what was the construction bike that they did? It was for the bulldozer company.
Caterpillar.
And, it might have been Caterpillar. And they came out and all of the Caterpillar employees forced to go out there. And you see Paul Sr.
There's a lot of that
on his bike.
There's a lot of that whenever they go to a corporate location. It's like they say to everybody, attention, we're going to be downstairs in the parking lot today. Everybody has to show up and smile and wave.
You're going from guys that have never gotten any kind of gratification that way. You know, I'm sure when they would deliver a bike to a customer, it would be fine. But now they get 2,000 people standing out and giving them a standing ovation when they deliver the bike. Yeah, I love that show. It really is great.
And I like the little behind the scenes, although the entire show is behind the scenes, they let stuff slip through. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously it doesn't slip through. Someone's editing it.
Right.
But occasionally you'll see them. They're talking about they're putting a bike together in 2 days.
Right.
They go, well, this is really not the right way to do it. Well, we got to build it, so screw it.
Right. You know,
who cares if the wheel falls off once it goes down the road?
They're big on that. You know, hey, this really isn't moving at all. Hey, just solder it. You know, weld it.
Weld it. Yeah.
Weld it there. You know, that'll be fantastic. Hey, the seat seems a little low. Well, why don't we just move the wheel back? Well, that'll make the bike a little unstable. Hey, who's going to know? And that's on camera that they're doing that.
Yeah.
Did you see there was another thing they put on camera recently. They had one of those gigantic, big tanks that's full of, I don't know what it's full of, but something that I'm guessing they use to fill their acetylene, something like that. Anyway, they got one of the guys walking through the shop, and he bumps into this thing, and it's in a giant dolly, in a giant, you know, pulling thing, and he bumps against it, and you hear it clunk, 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 clunk on the floor, and everybody in the shop jumps up and goes, whoa, because, like, that thing could blow up.
Explosive, yeah. They're working with dangerous stuff there every day.
And they start yelling and saying, okay, who's the person that left that unchained? There's a guy right by it that says, you know, I could have been killed by that. Who did it? And they're waiting. And finally, Paul Sr. comes around the corner, and he says, I was lifting weights in my office, and I needed something to steady myself so I could do some curls.
Uh-huh.
So I guess I took the chain off the tank. I guess I should have replaced it.
Curls. And you know that's all he does in the weight room is curls. You look at those guys. He's curling all day long. Yeah, let me work on the guns. We found Billy Joel to be kind of a type A-hole.
The Billy Joel episode ended with him getting drunk and running into a tree.
Yes, it did.
His bike really was... you know, it was retro, 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 so much so that it really wasn't that exciting.
Did you see the Tuttles on Letterman? I guess it was 2 weeks ago.
I've seen them on Letterman, yeah.
He said that they got trade with a helicopter company for building a helicopter themed bike. And so when they do Letterman, they just fly in a helicopter because they traded it out.
Wow.
We get it for about 4 hours a month.
Flying on the copter.
And the other thing about them that's great. That
see the Statue of Liberty bike?
Yeah. Oh, I did see that one. Yeah. There are some that are just
made out of
weird.
Made out of the same copper that the Statue of Liberty was made out of, and all the nerds from the Statue of Liberty Foundation.
And they got to do all the voiceovers like, you know, when we realized that this is the exact same material that was in the Statue of Liberty, it really made us realize that what we're doing is more than we've ever done before in OCC.
And they're doing the Statue of Liberty head, and the fabricator that's doing it has it looks like Tony Danza. I mean, it was, remember, and didn't they just scrap it at the end where they weren't going to use the Statue of Liberty face? It is a, you know, I feel sometimes like an idiot watching that show, but I cannot take my eyes off of it.
It's
you can sit there, you can marathon, American Chopper marathons, you can watch for 8 hours. I mean, because it's really just, it's always something going on.
There are, you know, sometimes if you watch them enough, Jan picked up a continuity error in one of them. Uh-huh. It's the one where Senior gets the tattoo of his bulldog on his upper shoulder while they're building a bike in the next room. And in the next scene, they go to his mom's house, to Grandma Tuttle's house.
Ain't there.
And they want to give her a car that he has refurbished for her.
Nice.
And you think you're watching this chronologically, that he's building the bike and getting the tattoo. Then the next day he goes to his mom's, and we're watching this, and Janice says, stop it for a second. And I go, okay, what is it? And she says, look right there. There's no tattoo.
No tattoo. Oh,
no tat.
They cheated us. They fooled us.
That's all right.
They gotta... fooled us with their continuity. They occasionally fool their customers with their bikes. You know they do. You know they'll sit there sure. and go, we found the seat. The seat wasn't sitting properly above the gas tank, and that could cause a problem.
You ever
so
think...
we took a bolt and welded it to the pipe.
You ever picture that? Did they get that call? You be Tuttle. You be Tuttle, and I'll be on the other
okay.
end of the line.
All right, here okay. we go. Yeah. OCC.
Paul Sr.?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, this is Dick a lot, and I'm from Make-A-Wish.
Hey, Dick. How you doing? We're doing okay.
Well, we just had a question about the bike that you built for us.
You didn't ask me if I was doing okay, did you, Dick?
I'm sorry. Are you doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing okay up here. You got a question about your bike. The progress is coming along quite nicely.
No, Paul, it's about the bike you made for us last year, Paul.
Oh, the last year's bike that we made for the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Yeah, the wheels fell off and injured three of the children.
Hey, did you want a bike from OCEC or what? What the F are you bothering me with this one? We're working on new bikes all the time, well, and you're talking about the bike that broke last year. I can't help it if you abuse my bike.
Mr. Tootle, I was told by one of our mechanics that that apparently they were supposed
that's
to be...
That's Title.
Mr. Turtle.
I'm Paul Teutel Senior.
Mr. Turtle, I was told that there were nuts and bolts that were missing from the frame of the bike.
Hey, hold on a second. Who are you talking to? You're talking to Paul Teutel Senior. If you want to come up, you know something? Those bikes are built perfect. Those bikes are built perfect. I never built a bike that wasn't perfect. You want to talk about bolts?
Sir.
You come up here with your skinny foundation ass, and I'll kick your ass.
Well, sir, there's a little boy named Rob Spiewak who's not going to be able to have children now.
Tell Rob, hey, F you, tell Rob to get a mini bike. I run Orange County Choppers. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send Mikey down and have him fart on you. How'd you like that, Mr. Dying Kids Boy? You're really starting to try my patience, a-hole. Every title bike is perfect.
Perfect.
We built perfect bikes at Teutel's Orange County Choppers.
What did you say?
I said we built perfect bikes. Are you still the guy from the Make-A-Wish Foundation, or did you just momentarily turn into a Teutel?
I'm that guy's boss. Who the F are you?
Hey, listen, I just put my finger somewhere. Why don't you come up here to Orange County and smell it? Come on. Come on, smartass. We build bikes that look good. If you want to ride them, why don't you go to a Harley dealership? All right? You understand, smartass?
I have always wondered that about...
I just cracked the walnut with my bicep.
Wow.
The quality of those bikes. Yeah. I hope that they're good.
I'll make a wish. I wish you illness. I wish you illness for bothering me while I was giving my bulldog a bath.
And you know, for the longest time, we heard about these dicks. And, you know, they seem to be fans of the show, so we tolerate it. But then, you know, one day we heard they were, like, goofing on our Make-A-Wish bike. And, you know, that's when we decided we have to kick their asses.
I don't understand why you're complaining. The bike was well-received. Didn't you like the fact that we put a little first aid kit on the bike with bandages? We thought that would go along with a nice theme, you know, with sick people.
And the way those guys do stuff, like when they have to send a bike somewhere,
right.
They send one of the schmucks from their garage with a U-Haul to drive the bike to wherever it is. They fly down and then bitch about the fact that the bike's not there fast enough. And when they go to their homes,
yeah,
especially when they go to seniors' house,
the log cabin,
it really looks like. You're seeing the modern-day Beverly Hillbillies.
You are looking at everything in that house that was purchased like 3 days ago.
Right. With all,
everything is brand new.
Everything is Orange County Chopper
all
money.
Their clothing is Orange County Choppers.
And in his house, it is a brand-new log cabin.
Keep the dog away from the flat screen. Jesus.
Honey, I know we make a lot of money, but I'm used to shopping at Aaron's.
And the thing about the bikes, if we could get back to the bikes, when they come up with the theme, like, for example, you know, we'd like you to do a bike for the Air Force. We thought it would be real nice to maybe put wings on the bike. You know, like a plane has.
You know, they have those.
It's not exactly, really. They're not doing intricate concepts here, you know. The Statue of Liberty is real nice. So we thought we'd give a little facsimile of Lady Liberty on the back of the bike. Which is a nice detail. I don't hate this show. I know it sounds like I hate it. I love the show.
Yeah. Love it.
But you're right about his house. His house is all brand new. Here's my brand new log cabin style house.
And the other thing that they do, it's like guys with their first bit of money, they work in the crappiest, although they're building a new plant.
Right.
They work in the crappiest place you could ever work. When they show a shot of them in the parking lot, they all drive brand new Hummers that are just immaculate,
yeah,
brand
sure.
new. And they love going out and racing their Hummers against each other.
Of course. This is found money. Don't ever call and complain about one of my choppers again. And they did the thing where they were going to create synergy on either the Learning Channel when they were on the Learning. Are they on the Learning Channel?
Yeah, but they're all owned by Discovery Network.
They were going to create a synergy with that show Miami Inc.
Oh, yeah, and that did not go well. Because those guys were dicks when they were on the phone with his girlfriend.
Guys that repair motorcycles with guys that run a tattoo parlor.
Sounded so obviously perfect. The network said to them it'd be good cross-promotion.
Yeah.
We got a show about tattoo artists down in Miami. So they're on a speakerphone with Paul Sr.'s girlfriend.
And this is the part of the show that's great because it is real.
The guy from the tattoo joint is on the speakerphone and says, well, tell us what you want. And she says, well, I want... you know, like a bunch of little hearts around my arm. And the guy on the phone says, well, that's a pretty stupid idea for a tattoo. We really don't do that. And then Paul Sr. says, all right, been nice talking to you. F you.
We'll get back to you.
And then miraculously, later in the episode, they're all back in Paul Sr.'s office, and he says, hey, those guys from Miami Inc. are back on the phone.
Like it all got worked out behind the scenes.
And then it's the boss of Miami Inc. who says, hey, I understand someone was very rude to you. I would like to apologize very much and come up and give you the best hat you ever had.
Yeah, what do you think the ego battling with that was? You know, going back and forth. You tell him I'll put a tattoo any way I want. Well, you tell him I build motorcycles and I'll kick his ass.
I've been on TV 5 effing years.
I got a log cabin with a flat screen, brand new, and brand new furniture.
And don't forget about his miniature donkeys.
Yes. He's got miniature donkeys.
He has farm animals and miniature donkeys.
Sure.
We had a slow day in the shop, so we thought we'd get Paul Jr. to come out and build a deck on my pond.
They built the deck in one day, and again, that's how the Tuttles do things. You know what they did?
It's like a hole. It's a pond.
What they did was they went to Home Depot,
right,
and they got a bunch of wood, and they kind of mishmashed it together,
right,
and made kind of a half-ass deck.
Like a square, maybe 10-foot by 10-foot deck, which is overlooking what he calls is his lake, but it's like it looked like it was dug with a backhoe.
Pond.
And you know that they probably don't, you know, they don't get any permits or anything. We're the titles. We're gonna dig a hole, put water in it, and I'm gonna throw some fish on it, and Paulie Jr.'s gonna dig a hole and then build the deck.
So they get done with this deck that looks like a treehouse that a kid built,
right,
and he says, looks pretty good. And you know it's always good to spend a day with the guys and get away from the shop.
They do. And they're handy guys. It's not the greatest deck in the world, but they put it together.
You know, it's a nice day, and I think it's time to get some ice cream. We'll get everybody in the place together and go bike down and get some soft serve ice cream.
Come in. All these guys, that would scare anybody if you didn't know they were on TV.
Yeah.
You saw those guys walking into your ice cream parlor. Hit the deck. Back into the safe.
Last thing, and be careful. This is controversial.
Yes.
Have you seen the making of? They've got like a behind-the-scenes special on American Chopper.
I have not seen that.
Where they show the people who have to be there before they are in the morning.
Oh.
And they showed them wiring them up with the microphones and how they're cranky in the
morning. Are they wired all day?
Are they wired at all times? They tape something like 130 hours a week.
Wow.
To get it down to one show.
There's somebody sweating in a post-production facility.
Anyway, they showed this. They showed the people who edit the show, and oh man, now I'm thinking about something else and I forgot. Give me a second. The Tuttles.
You said it was controversial.
Yeah, Could have been that controversial. I forgot.
It wasn't that. Is that on the same thing? Is it like in the same time slot as the Learning Channel when it's on?
It's on Discovery.
Okay.
They run it on the Discovery
Channel. I watch them mostly when they're because they run them on high def. So I like to see that. I really like to see that.
Oh, man. God damn it. That's really embarrassing when that happens on the radio.
I hate that, yeah.
When you forget what you were going to say.
Paul Sr. was banging one of the production crew members.
No,
a lovely little lady with a biker tattoo.
Making out of the grumpy in the mornings.
What was it? It was... that they got there very early in the morning. Oh, I know.
And they wire them up.
I remember what it is now. And if you ever watch the credits at the very end, the guy who's the director, the guy who runs it for Discovery Channel, his real name is Steve Nigg, N-I-G-G. Quiet you.
Really?
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
So when they are talking to the guys from OCC about the crew that they work with from Discovery and from TLC.
Right.
Paul Jr. says, I don't even want to talk about Nigg, and I'm going to call him that on screen. I don't want to talk about Nigg.
And they actually have that on the making of?
No, keep in mind, is the man's name.
It's his proper name.
Yeah. It is the man's name.
A little kind of close. And walking the line, getting very close to controversy.
And he could have been saying, like, I don't want to talk about O'Mara, but your name doesn't sound like
a
slur.
No, exactly.
That's why I said it's controversial.
And who's the guilty party, Paulie Jr.?
Yes.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah.
No. He's the hothead. Because really, when you think about Paulie Jr., you know, works hard all his life, but what frame of reference does he have? You know, I've worked in dad's shop my whole life. Now we're building choppers
on
together.
TV, yeah.
And what does Mikey do, really?
Mikey is really the true comic relief of that show, and he is able to occasionally do work, but I don't think they let him anywhere near like design or anything like that of the choppers. But when he built that bit, that you know what, they send him off on just stooge missions, like the fake bike for Billy Joel. They went into like a warehouse where they had all these little mini bikes in there, and then they said, Mikey, that's a good idea, that's a good project for you, go out and build the fake bike for Billy Joel. And then and Mikey also, if they're doing anything on the road, like when they go to Australia, is I believe firmly the guy that's going to do the grunt work, the promotional task that Paulie Senior and Junior don't want to do. And other than that, I think he's probably just a party hardier.
Have you seen Paul Junior's girlfriend?
No, I haven't.
She works at OCC.
Is she hot?
Of course.
Yeah. Is she hot like Paul Senior's girlfriend? These guys would kick our ass if they heard us talking like this.
She has the potential. She has the potential to evolve into being Paul Sr.'s girlfriend.
Ah, very good.
Paul Sr.'s girlfriend appears to be about 50, with about $50,000 worth of damage done via plastic surgery.
Is Paulie Jr.'s girlfriend inked at all? Does she have tats?
No, I didn't. She's just a blonde. That's all I know. She's
a blonde. Three of those guys were out and about. You know who I'd expect to have the best POA? Mikey.
Right.
Because Mikey would have the gift of gab.
Yeah.
You know, really have the gift of gab.
And he doesn't seem to try very hard.
He doesn't. That's one thing he doesn't do. He's got a consistent look. He's got that consistent, frumpy, dumpy look no matter where he goes. Hey, send Mikey over to build the fake bike.
Hello, Todd and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello there. What's up?
Oh, I just wanted to clarify something real quick, that it was Kat that was actually talking to Paul Sr.'s girlfriend, and she actually got fired, and that was probably the basis of the reason why she got fired from
this
Miami.
The lady's name is Kat from Miami Inc.?
Yes, sir.
I have never seen Miami. Do you watch Miami Inc. too?
Never seen it. Have you seen it, Buzz?
No, I haven't.
Never seen it.
No, not yet.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, it's me. Hello.
Now, does that count as, is it me?
I believe. Let's go to our judges. Yes, Mike, that was a variation of Is It Me? Yeah.
Violation.
Oh, no, no.
Yes.
I was going to tell you where Orange
Reject
County
a woman
is.
And she will never let it go. One of the many defects of their kind.
See?
Also weak arms.
Well, I know something about her.
There's only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
Hi, Don and Mike. Oh, my goodness. We got to hit a break. Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello there.
The word nig is just translate to black. Nothing out of the norm. You know?
What do you mean?
The guy's last name, Nig.
What are you saying about the name?
It translates into black.
Right, that's why I brought it up, but the guy's name is N-I-G-G, and Paul Jr. made something to...
And we were discussing the approaching controversy that may cause.
That he was kind of... you know, goofing on the fact that that was the guy's name.
Negro, all that black, all that's just Latin for black.
You know what? I would have some tolerance for you if you were not the guy from Oakland, California.
Are you the guy that calls every day?
Yes, you are.
No, no, I'm not.
This is the guy from Oakland. I'm positive.
And you're going to promote that other show, right?
No, I'm not the guy from Oakland, but if you want me to be, I could be.
No, you are the guy from Oakland.
I'm calling from 510. Where's
that?
Bye-bye. Get out of here.
And then he's going to promote the back room. Here, I did it
well,
for
you
him.
You just did it, Mike.
That was on purpose.
No, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
God. Hello, Donna Mike. Hello. Nice phone.
That's Paulie Sr. calling. I'll kick your... If you, girlfriend, I get my head there in your studio.
Wow.
All right, that's our opening segment, everybody.
I hope you enjoyed it. We're leaving now. Thank you all very much.
We're just going to rerun this segment for the rest of the day.
Over and over.
This will be just like Sports Center.
So we'll see you tomorrow. I'm Linda Cohen.
And my name is Dan Patrick. That's the only one that I get. I'm Stuart Scott, Kenny Mayne. Stuart Eisen, I don't care. Who's the guy with
Scott Van Pelt.
Who's the guy with no neck that does it all the time now? The guy with glasses, no neck, and he's really kind of just a smarmy.
Is he like the bald guy?
No.
That's
Van Pelt.
He's
got a good head of hair. Huh. He's got a decent head of hair. You know, he's got a square head and no neck.
They rotate so much.
Yeah, see, nobody knows him anymore.
Is it Reese Davis?
No, it's not Reese Davis, but they rotate these guys, and he's a no-name. I want to be Stuart Scott. Can we start again?
Sure. I'm Linda Cohen.
And I'm Stuart Scott. Booyah. Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to do that.
What's happening, one eye?
How are you, Dyke? It's almost airtime. Time to hide your penis.
Let me get the stagehand who's going to help me with that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
That's a fitting end. End, asses.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.